Many of you have been together with us here over the years, besides the Chevra, been together with us over the years, Tisha B'Av, should be Mishnah Yontiv. And I think by now you've caught on that my inyan is not b'chlal to say pshatlach and drushes and the kinas and to analyze and to dissect. Forget, we see that it was not the inyan of the takon of Tisha B'Av to be mahana the oilum with drushes and tire. The Ov Yisrael Shusi Galeinu. The Ov Yisrael said that there's no bigger Ace Rodson the whole year. There's no bigger Ace Rodson than when Jews are sitting and saying kinnas. It's a gewaldig Ace Rodson. He said there's no Ace Rodson being even Ne'ilah. There's no greater Ace Rodson than when Jews are sitting and saying kinnas, the Pashtus is Azad, it's a broken heart. That the heart of a Jew is totally open and broken. There's no greater Ace Rodson. And because of that, my Mahalach has always been to try to use this as an Ace Rodson to help strengthen us in thinking about when we go through the kinas, each one has the kina, the kinas that he connects to. And each one should say it at his own pace and to read it in the English and whatever lashon you're comfortable with. That is able to bring you to that place of feeling the tsar, feeling the anguish of other Jews and of ourselves and our generation and of earlier generations of our grandparents and parents and great-grandparents and all the dairas. But the tachlis of that is not to chalila just to be said. The tachlis, of course, is to use it as an Ace Rodson, to beg Hashem's Baruch that there should be an end to all of this and should be geula. And should already be enough, must speak that. Hashem's Baruch wants us to be filled with such tefillahs, not to chalila just to sink into the sadness of these tires, of these kinas. So I'm going to share with you some hargoshes now for a little bit. And then Rav Levin is going to be speaking by Eich Tanachamuni by Kapitel Chav Ches, 28 Chav Ches. And then I'm going to speak again at the very end before we say the keenness of the Milchama of the Holocaust. No time is Chatzais. One? So we should be finished sometime 12:30, something like that. 12:30 and one. There was a great guy in a tzaddik who I was zeiche to meet on three occasions. Most of you probably never heard of him. His name is Rav Avraham Weinfeld, zeiche tzadiv kodesh levracha. He was a eish lahava, fiery Klausenberger chassid, a survivor of the Milchama of the war. He had a Bessa Medrash, a small Bessa Medrash in Muncie, where my sister used to live. And it was near my sister, and I used to go daven there. I remember him, Bal Chadaydi, jumping on top of the table, jumping from one table to the next. And there was a Bessa Medrash that was filled with, there were Hasidim there, and Kippot Shugot, and Lubavitches, and Litvisha people, and he was a Mashiach Siyad, this Rav Weinfeld. He wrote a Sefer, Tshuvas Lev Avram, that we've learned different tshuvas from there over the years with the chaburas. And he died relatively young. He left behind Vaychosh of family, Talmid Chachamim, Mabitzei Torah. These have already been gone for a long time. So there's a small sefer that's relatively unknown of some of his drushes. See, the family put out some of the Torahs last year, but I have an old one. It was my shver, Zal Gesundheim, was very close to him. And there's a small sefer called Evan Yecheskel. And there's a drosha there. There's a drosha that he said by Shavuos. A tiny little drosha that I want to share with you. I was reading it on Shavuos. I was learning it on Shavuos. And I wasn't sure what to make of it, and I decided I have to share it with you. I will try to work on it together and figure it out. I'm not sure if it gives me chizik or if it rips me apart. I'm not sure. But I've been thinking about it since Shavuos. And it definitely put me into a Tisha B'Av place. But again, Tisha B'Av is not chalila to despair. Every year since we've started this together, I've told you from the Heilige Kardinover how on Tisha B'Av he was dancing in the Chassidim. Were shocked, and they asked him afterwards, how could the Rebbe dance with Simcha Mazo Oysa on Tisha B'Av? And the Rebbe said, Shais, what do you mean? There's a mitzvah of Avelis on Tisha B'Av, and we have to make the mitzvahs b'simcha. Only a Jew could even try to talk about that. What does that mean, to be Makai, the mitzvah of misery, of mourning b'simcha? I saw something in a tshuva from the Ksav Sofer that helps to understand it, but it's not time for that. It's not to be chalila, to be depressed, or to give up. So listen to this Tyrus. It's very short. And then we'll try to understand it, or fight with it, and whatever. But I felt it's a way to be more the Eserotzen, that we should daven strong. Like the Oiv Yisrael said, it's bigger than Ne'ilah now, Mamish. He brings a Medrash Pliya. I never heard of this Medrash. It says, Kevin Sheshama Moshe Anoich Hashem Elokecha, that when Moshe Rabbeinu heard the words, when all of us heard the words, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, by Hasinai, Posach V'Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Posach V'Omar, Baruch Ata Hashem Shlo Yasani Goy. Baruch Ata Hashem, the Baruch that we say every morning, Shlo Yasani Goy, that we thank the Baruch Shalom, that He didn't make us into the nations of the world that were Jews. So the Tzaddik here says that Yesh the first of Yimash Adiktaku HaMefarshim Loshna Anoich Hashem Elokecha. The Mefarshim, a medaktik, why does it say, Anoich Hashem Elokecha? Va Hashem hu Elokim b'chol ha'olam. What's Anoich Hashem Elokecha? Hashem is the creator of all worlds and is the God of all people and of all nations. Anoich Hashem Elokecha. Medu Om Elokecha. Shamash Mesharak Yisrael. He says that must be Shabazerotzak of the Shborch Laharis Ahavosul Aav Yisrael, the Chiros. So I was talking about last night. It's true the Baruch Shalom is the Baruch Shalom of the whole world. He's master of all worlds. But Hashem is Baruch by Har Sinai, as I was talking about last night, Hashem is Baruch wanted to be Megala his great love, that unique love. La'am Yisrael b'chirai b'sha'ah b'sha'as ma'imet ha'nivcha k'abal ha'satayr. At that moment of Yishakeinim and the Shikos Piyu, Hashem Yisbarach didn't want to. It's true the whole world is His world, but He didn't want to bring the world into that party, into that place. The whole world heard. But Hashem Yisbarach turned to each and every one of us and said, Anoich Hashem Elokech. Sha'af ha'pi shu melech kol ha'aretz mikol mokom Even though he's the God of all worlds and of all people, but the Yichas, he's Miachas himself. Like when somebody is a Miuchas to the Baal Shem, he's a Miuchas to the Rabbi Meilach, whatever it is, when you have a Miuchas, even though he has many ancestors and many relatives, but when you ask him who he is, he says, I'm an Einikel from the Rabbi Meilach. So Kivyoch, the Baruch Shalom says such a thing, even though he's a Miuchas, there's no bigger Yachsan than the Baruch Shalom. So even though he's a Miuchas to every single thing that exists, never existed, and every Malach, and every granule of sand, he's a Miuchas. But the Yichas that he wanted to say was, that I'm with the Jewish people. That's my Yichas. The Kairakula Kei Yisrael. Zemar Gdulos Shal Yisrael. And with that, the Baruch Shalom wanted to lift up every single Jew forever. Shekash Baruch Mis Yachis Al Shmon. Therefore, Tzaddik says that when we heard, Moshe Rabbeinu, and each one of us heard, the words, Anoicha Hashem Elokecha, not the Lokechim of the world, but Anoicha Hashem Elokecha, Shemarach Shivuso Sheyisrael, Posach V'omar, Baruch Shaloi Asani Goy. So every single one of us said, whatever that means, doesn't mean the nusach, but every single one of us said, Baruch Elokeinu Shebonu Lechvayda Hivin Laman HaTor Baruch Shaloi Asani Goy. So with everything I'm a Yid, the Baruch Shalom is M'yachet Shmai Alai, Anarchi Hashem Lekech, that's his Yichas. Pe'eroi Alai, Pe'eroi Alai, Pe'eroi Alai, Pe'eroi Alai, the Baruch Shalom's Pe'er is Mispor, Yisrael Hashem B'choy is Por. That's his greatest yichus and his greatest nachas and pride is a Jew. So everybody said Shaloi Asani Goy. B'zeh nearly lefarish aposik, and the tzaddik here, the Lev Avraham, says, and with this mahalach, it seems to me that one can explain the posik. Ashrei ha'om shekoch aloi, Ashrei ha'om shehashem elokav. And try from now on till 120 to remember this Torah when we say those words. Ashrei ha'om shekoch aloi, Ashrei, how fortunate. How fortunate, how great it is for the Jewish people and for each Jew. Ashrei ha'om shekoch aloi. I don't know how it says that in the English. What does it say? Shekochaloi. I don't know what it says in the fancy English. Ashrayam shekochaloi. Fortunate. What is it? How does it translate to in the... Fortunate. What is it? It says, it uses the word fortunate. Praiseworthy is the nation. That such is their lot, for the people for whom it is so, such is their lot. So he says, Ashrayim shekoch aloi, Ashrayim shehashem elokav, haynu sheashrei v'toiv la'am Yisrael, shekoch aloi. Ashrei, how wonderful it is for the Jewish people, v'toiv la'am Yisrael, shekoch aloi. Hainu sheyesh loy goral yofa kaze, who has such a goral, who zaychet to such a yichus. Hainu ashrei loy shehashem elokav. And what's the yichus? What's the ashrei of a Jew? What's the ashrei ha'om shekochaloi? The ashrei ha'om shekochaloi. What's the kochaloi? What is this? Shekacha lo. When you're not Yisrael, and there's some Israeli guy that's annoying you about something, which is a very common thing, and you ask him, like, what's your story? And he says, Kacha. Like, why are you doing that to me? Kacha. Ashrei Yom Shekacha Lai. When he's really saying kacha, he doesn't know that he means that. Hainu Ashrei Loish Hashem Elokav. The kachal loy of a Jew, the ashrayam kachal loy is ashrayam shashem elokav. Hain the shashem hu melech hu moisha b'chala oilam. That even though the Akash Baruch Hu is melech and he's moisha b'chala oilam, that he rules over the whole world and all creation. Elokav mechana atzmoy misyachis b'shem elokecha. Hain the elokei Yisrael. He's not misyachis. He doesn't say his yichus to anything else in the universe, in all worlds. Only this. Ashrei ha'am shahashem elokav. V'zamaylu shel am Yisrael. Sh'ashrei loy shahashem hu elokav. And the Holy Vision has said, he doesn't bring him, the Holy Vision has said, I mentioned over the years, Baal ha'kol ha'ashem elokeinu anachnu moedim lach. We say in benching. Baal HaKol HaShem Elokeinu Anachnu Moedim Lach. We want to thank you, Hazon HaSoilim Kulubatu, all the good stuff you gave us to Parnos and you give us teeth. Everything in our lives you give to us. But Baal HaKol, but more than anything else, you know what I want to thank you for? Baal HaKol HaShem Elokeinu Anachnu Moedim Lach. That Baruch Shalom, that you're our God, Anachnu Moedim Lach. For that, we're the most grateful. There's nothing that's better than that. Ashrei ha'am shekol chaloi. Ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav. Allah kol Hashem kano anachnu moedim lach. Now here it comes. Listen, Chav. So far it's a beautiful Torah, no? Ba'amdi b'peirish zeh. While I'm thinking about this pshat. Lo yimonim elahal lo yisrael laksav. I'm not going to hold myself back from putting into writing. Mashipirashti bishnas tovshin hey. What I said, or what I was thinking, in 1944 it was. B'chayre from the winter k'shayisi b'machne ashkenaz, tachas erishoyim harum yimach shema. When I was in concentration camp by the Rishoyim yimach shema, he said, I had a thought. Ubaboyke kasher halachnu mehavayda. In the morning, when we were walking, when we were marching back from our work, from the job, hoya hakor godol ma'oid. It was freezing cold. Umamish noflu anoshim be'emsa aderech mesim. And there were people who fell dead, who died when we were coming back from work. And as we were marching and people were dying, I quietly davened to myself, Shachris. And by that shachris, when I came to the words, Ashrei ha'am shekoch aloi, he says, I didn't say the pshat that I'm saying now. When I reached those words, Ashrei ha'am shekoch aloi, chashavti v'sha'alti mi'atzmi. I asked myself, Eichon o'aymrim Ashrei ha'am shekoch aloi. How is it possible to say such words? Ashrei ha'am shekoch aloi. How praiseworthy or fortunate, how lucky it is for this nation, shekoch aloi. V'haloi kol ha'amim yoishvim b'sholim b'shal. All the other nations of the world are sitting b'sholim b'shal. You know, whenever I see something, any time since I'm a little kid, and I see something, And it says like something that there was like a movie that was produced in 1942. I always think they were making a movie in 1942 in Hollywood. Even when I was meshuggah with baseball, the Yankees, and I look at the statistics, and this one hit, and that one hit, and how many RBIs, and it was 1944. Well, my grandparents and all the Jews were being taken and being shechted. In 1944, they're playing in Brooklyn, and they're playing in the Bronx. Halakola amim yoishra misholim v'shalva. V'nachnu nishunu l'makas roos l'misas mishunas. And we're being beaten makas roos, not stama, makas roos, or misas mishunas. And mishunadik emisas. Strange and bizarre ways of killing us. Mitzad oyveinu achoshim ha'roitzim la'abdeinu. By our enemies who want to destroy us. So I was thinking, well, I'm walking there, and everybody, the people around me are dying, and I want to die also. I'm thinking, what's Ashrayim Shekochelo? What's our chaluk? Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu, amanoim gerolenu, umayofa yerushaseinu. This is our Yerusha. This is our chaluk. This is our oisher. And while I was thinking about this, Stami, he couldn't go on. He was thinking about this. Reisi shebitzidi holchim gam eza noshim notsrim mitzarfas miyava. There was some goyim also marching from France and from Greece. Umebdinis acheris and some other countries. Shehevilu lomachne isa eilu kishvuye milcham. We were also taken to the camp as prisoners of war and had a mazel and ended up with the Jews. Mastama, they also somehow were miyuchasim to Am Yisrael, those that ended up with us. So the Lev Avram says, listen, he says, Ozri isi vehevanti sh'ach toiv li Yisrael. He said, I was mechazik myself. And he said, sh'ach toiv li Yisrael. I was mechazik myself, ashrei ha'om shekoch eloi, ashrei ha'om sh'ashem eloko. Sh'afilu b'tzoros ha'gedoylo sa'elu, that even though we're going through such unbelievable tzoros, toiv lonu v'toiv chelkeinu, Toiv lonu v'toiv chalkeinu, n'ashreinu, how fortunate we are as Jews. Ki yesh lonu ov zokeinu avinu shebashamayim. A madrega. It's hard for us to be masik. If the air conditioning would be 5 degrees lower, half the oilin would be leaving. You know that. And the other half would be complaining. And this tzaddik is saying, Ashreinu, matoiv chalkeinu. I'm looking at these Greeks and at these French. Ashreinu matoiv chalkeinu. Yesh lanu ov zokeinu avinu shebashamayim. That we have a father. Baruch Hashem. Uboy onu ma'aminu. And we believe in him. Be'emes. And we are filled with emunah that this is somehow meaningful, what we're going through. And we're mitzapim liYeshua for the big Yeshua we're all waiting. And we believe in the big Yeshua. And this emunah that we have gives us the strength to somehow bear these sorrows and these terrible gzeiros. I feel bad. He says, Boshless, Tani Goy. I feel bad for the Chevia, these Goyim. Shalem hel milif toyach. It wasn't saying that they don't believe in God. Most people believe in God. But they don't have the inyan of Mitzapim Yeshua, of Anoich Hashem Elokecha. They don't have such a thing. Again, many, many people would be angry to hear him say such a thing, and lo echpat ni mizeh. Therefore, they don't have what to be mechazik themselves. Rachman Litzlan, he felt bad for them. Tachas that tzaris, to go through such tzaris. And he ends and he says, V'zeh shonu oimrim ashrei ha'om shekar chaloi. This was the thought that I had in that winter of 1944. Ashrei ha'om shekach alai. Hainu af im kach alai. Ashrei ha'om, that even though it's kach alai, remember this Torah that the tzaddik is saying, when you and I are going through a difficult day, that even though it's kach alai, even though this is how it is today, not the way that I wanted, not the way that I was hoping. Even with this, Ashrei loy Hashem Elokav. With everything we have there, Baruch Shalom, Liftoyach Alav. Shiyeshiyeyu v'yigaleyu v'yomir gareleinu l'tayv, that in the end, whenever that will be, it's going to be good. Kesavti zoyis yikaren b'seifah. I wrote this now as it should be remembered. And I wrote this in this sefer. L'chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu. He lost his entire family. L'chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu. Ki lo yichol rachim avaleinu. Hashem's kindness and his love is never ending. V'yishi alonu v'gor lo yisonu mishibu l'gul ha'na. He took us out of that shibud. And so too he should bring us to the final gula with the Mashiach Tzidkein. So I saw this Torah on the shoes. I was reading it once and twice and three times. And I'm going through all different feelings. I aspire to the greatness of this tzaddik. And the greatness of all those Jews. And then I remember the Meister. That it once happened that the Rebbe of Zushias Chusyelainu was sitting together with the Oiv Yisrael Zchus Yilein. Now you know that the Rebbe Abzushi was always Reb Zushi. He was always besimcha. He was always misamech of the people. And you know that the Rebbe Abzushi mamish couldn't stand when somebody was sad. He couldn't stand. Not a human being, not an animal, not an insect. He couldn't stand. Any sin. And it happened that the Rebbe of Zushi was sitting with his friend, the Oiv Yisrael. And the Ohev Yisrael was crying. And the Rebbe Abzusha said, why are you crying? And the Ohev Yisrael said, Zusha, what's going to be end? What's going to be? When is it going to be the end of this garland? When is it going to be the soif of Golus Yisrael? Could be that something bad happened to somebody. Is there a day that's not like that, that you don't hear something? Even before there were special websites or chat sites for the grim reapers of the world and new misery that you can get minute by minute, all the tsars that reported to you minute by minute. Mustama, there was something bad that happened. And the Ohev Yisrael was crying. He was a big Ohev Yisrael, they don't call him that for nothing. And he was crying. And he said, Mosai cry over when it's going to be ready, Mashiach Tzidkenu. So listen, the Rebbe Abzusha said, it says in the Zohar HaKadosh that the tsaros of Golus are going to continue as long as Jews can bear the tsaros. As long as Jews can somehow tolerate and bear and survive the tsaros. And when that time comes when Jews can no longer bear the tsaros, Rebbe Zushi says, it says in Zohar HaKadosh, Miyad, when it becomes unbearable, then immediately Mashiach will come. So that didn't console the Ohev Yisrael. And after the Rebbe Zushi said those words, the Ohev Yisrael mamish started screaming. And he said, that's what hurts me more than anything. He says, because Jews, as the way they said in the Sefer Yehudim, Yecholim Lizbol Harbe Harbe Ma'od, the Jews have an unbelievable ability to tolerate pain and suffering. Harbe Yoyisem Umas Olam Ashriyam Shekach Alay. The Jews have a much greater tolerance for pain and suffering than the Greeks who are on the march and the Frenchmen who are on the march. Why is that? So the Ohev Yisrael says, it's a meister from the Hilgas Gelana with his father and the son, a meister like this is a famous meister when they were in jail, this Vart. But it's already from the Ohev Yisrael. Because the Ohev Yisrael says to the Rebbe Abzusha, then when it comes to the Greeks and the Frenchmen, when it comes to the Umas HaOlam, to the other nations of the world who are not miyuchasim. They're also the Baruch Shalom's people, but they're not miyuchasim. They're not people of Ashrayam Shekalai. When it comes to the rest of the world, when there's a gzeira, the Ohev Yisrael said, when they go through, and there's a decree and they have to go through a gzeira, let's say there's a gzeira, the Ohev Yisrael said that a guy he got caught doing something and they put him into jail and he's in a miserable jail and he's put there for life in jail. But after 5-10 years he can't take it anymore and he dies. Again, so if you so sad, he could only take 5-10 years of a life sentence and he dies, he can't take it anymore. But by a Jew, the Ohev Yisrael said it's not like that. Because by a Jew, there's a special bracha that the Baruch Shalom gives a Jew. What's the bracha? Baruch Goyzer, what? Umekayim. There's a special bracha that the Baruch Shalom makes a gzeira. All of these gzeiras that we're now going to read in the Kenas. no other nation of the world would still be around to say kinis, you understand? And here we are saying kinis. Baruch Ashrayam Shekach Aloi, Ashrayam Shehashem Elokach. Because not only does the Baruch Shalom, but not only does he make gzeiros on his people, it's by the guy, by the Frenchman, by the Italian, by the Greek, he's gzeiros, and he's not Mekayim. Mekayim doesn't just mean to fulfill. Baruch gzeiros Mekayim, the Baruch Shalom means that what? What does it mean Mekayim? He sustains. He preserves. He holds you up. The simple pshat is that he makes a gzeira and he carries it out. He's Mekayim. David Yisrael said, Bor Goyzer Mekayim. So when Hashem Yisboch makes a gzeira on Jews, whatever the gzeira is, whatever the king is about, that Hashem Yisboch is Goyzer U'mekayim. Hashem Yisboch makes the gzeira, and he also takes care and he worries about being Mekayim, this Jew. To be Mechazik him. To give him somehow crazy koiches. To survive. He has those koiches, he might not access them, he might not press that button inside of himself. He has them. You and I have that place inside of us that no matter what you and I are going through, Hashem Yisboch is offering to be Mekayim us. So if he starts crying, he says to the Rebbe, Reb Zushi, this is what I'm worried about. How is Golus and how is the Tzoros and how are the Kinas going to end? Vashem is Baruch is Goyes and Mekayim. The Jews have such an ability to tolerate pain and suffering and misery. The Jews have the strength of this tzaddik of the Lev Avraham, that when he's being beaten on that death march and people are dying around him and he has nothing left in the world, that he's able to be mechazik himself and to say such a Torah, and to not a Torah just of art, but to be mechazik himself, what was mekayim him at that moment when everybody else was dying and he wanted to die. Like I told you the story about Godel Eisner, that he heard somebody screaming from life, Godel, life, run, keep on going. When he was on the death march. Life, run, run. And somehow Godel Eisner had the koiches. He heard that friend or whoever was screaming, you can do it. You're a Jew. So the Lev Avraham also heard such a var. Somebody screamed out to him inside of himself, life, Godel. HaKadosh Baruch was saying to him, I'm Mekayim you. I'm going to give you the strength to continue. You're going to survive and then you're going to wake up one day on some boat going somewhere to New York. You're going to wake up without your wife, without your children, without anything in the world. And you're going to somehow have a cheshek to put your life together and to start again. Because Hashem is going to Mekayim. So the Rebbe Zushi was saying that's when Golus is going to end, when we can't be soivel anymore. And the Ovi Yisrael was screaming and crying. Our problem is that we're a soivelit. And the problem is this Torah. In some way, you understand what I'm saying. This koyach that we have, I was learning about in the parish of Moshe David Vali, Schusei and Elenu, the great Talmud of the Ramchal and his parish on Eich. Just listen to a few of the words. It's in the second parish. V'hinei b'vada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hevi tzoros rabos v'horos li Yisrael. And Moshe David says,
The Bevadai, Bevadai, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings all kinds of tzoros, rabbas, veros, al Yisrael. Yoyisim ima shehevi l'chol umu v'losh. More than he ever has brought upon any other nation of the world. V'zeh sho'im ha mekoinein. And that's what Yirmi Anovi, the Mekoinen, is saying, she'ein lo'y lahoyd v'lo'y l'damash lo'y l'hashvayz. That's what it means when it says in the second parak, Ma'aidei chuma adamala chabas yivushalai. What can I take witness or compare to you? In other words, the Novi is saying, I have no nechama to give you, because there's no other tzoris, no other people, not, there's never been tzoris like this. There's nothing I can compare it to. Usually when you give nechama, you say, you know, it happened by this person like that, it happened by this one like that. But ma'idech ma'adam lo chabas Yerushalayim. What can I take as witness or compare to you? Chabas Yerushalayim. Ma'ashvilach banachameich. What can I compare? What can I match with you to console you? V'sulas bas tziyon. Ki godel kayom shivrech. Your ruin, your destruction is as vast as the sea, as the ocean. Who can heal you? So for those who learn this Svarim, just listen to and understand the way you understand this Svarim. I'm not going to explain the Kabbalah in you over here, but just listen to a few of the words. Rosa de Shchinta Tato. This is the secret of our mother, of the Shchinta Tato, of the Shchina Kadosh. Shetzarusein Shayisrael Hitzarasa. That the tzaras of the Jewish people is the tzara of the Shechina of Malchus of Rachel Yemeinu. The tzara nu tzara b'lisofik, and the tzara of every Jew is the tzara of Shechinta the Torah b'lisofik, without any doubt. El shahakol he lit toiva, but everything he says is the toiva. The way that the Lev Avraham says everything is the toiva, and the way that you and I believe. Everything is good. Hashem's will gave us such a koch to believe in that. Kedei lechape ha'avoyne shelahem, to somehow clean and fix and purify everything. Ki yoda HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'yesh koach behem lekarbulus ha'yisurin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows his people. That we have the strength and he made us tough. You know, sometimes you try to buy something that's cheaper, and it doesn't last. You know, that's how it is. You think you're going to get away with something, and you try to get some kind of a deal, and it doesn't last. The Baruch Shalom made the Jewish people, if it would have a rating on the Amazon, it would be with all of the stars, plus, 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 plus. Rainproof. Fireproof. Gas chamber proof. Amish, plus 5 stars, plus. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows, she'esh ben korach l'kabel ha'yisur. Shkoyach, he made us like that. V'lizbol oyson ul hiskai. Here before the Lev Avraham, before the Skelani. Ka'kesev ha'chazov. They've just landed in the haftar. Sh'noistim oyson b'soich ha'kur. Pamim rabbis ve'nim oivdim. Like when you put the gold and the silver into the kur, into the furnace. And the furnace, you put them into the fire, it doesn't get destroyed. You put it into the fire, the gold comes out more refined, more beautiful. To any kind of an imperfection or any schmutz or whatever is burned out. The kach heim Yisrael. And so it is with Yisrael. Kedin Yishinemar, Seraphim, the Kitzor, Kitzweifas, Akezim, the Chantim, Kivchenis, as it says in Novi, that I will put them into the furnace the way, Hashem says, the way that I put the silver Ubachantim, and I will test them. I will put them through the what? Kivchanis Hazov, the way the gold is put in the silver into the furnace. Marsha'enim Kain Shara Umais. It's not like with the other nations, such a thing. Kibyoisam Kulam Sigim by the French, by the Greek. Kulam Sigim, there's a lot of Sigim, there's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of schmutz. But the second you put him into the furnace, miyad hem kol v'avdim, they're done. They can't take it. Finished. Only has on the Amazon a star and a half. You understand? Yandik. Not rainproof, not fireproof. Gas chambers. Inquisitions, pogroms. Kenyan Sham, Kenyan Amram Zal Allah Posik, and Yashem Loishin Isi. Says in Posik, I'm Hashem. I don't change. Chazal say in that Posik, and it says in Bnei Israel, the Jewish people also don't change. And Chazal say, Loikisi Umishanisi, but there's no other people in the world that I beat them up, and I beat them up again and again. Because both of Makis still come upon them. But when it comes to Jews, Hashem is market kama pa'amim. He puts us through kama pa'amim. Again and again. Achi emotzi refuah makosim, until there's a complete refuah, until everything is like the gold and silver, pure, refined. Aidei atshuva, this is the rosa de me. This is the secret of me, of the mother of the Shechina of tshuva, Bina is tshuva. Ime ilo daika, she dabka by that tshuva, by the kach yisrapu mikolamakis, and that's why he says, mi yirpala. Ki godl kayom shivreich, our suffering is as vast as the ocean. Kayom is yud mem, which is me. Yud mem, which is the mid of bina, which is tshuva, which is the ime ilo. Our mother is the one who is carrying us through all of this. Mi yirpala. Mi is mem yud, is mi yirpala. And she is the one who is going to bring us out. Shchinti ilah. Mashava hayakayom, that if the tzibachin kite of the pain is kayom as vast as the ocean, how furati akami, brozati hipucha da asvan, misatil ha'ela, besoid aliyah shalan, shatiya hafle vafela. Aide ime ilah, tshuva daika kamosha kasafti. So it's an Eis Ratzon Chav. And we're going to now begin to read some of the history of Tzaris Yisrael. And really it needs to be updated and updated and updated all the way to the most recent Tzaris through all of the years. At the end we'll read the Kenis of the Baba Rebbe and Rav Schwab. But even since then, there needs to be constant updating, Lo Aleinu. Did you see this beautiful boy that was killed the other day? I think his name was Dvir. Dvir Kodshai. And it needs to be updated. There were Jews who already wrote Kenis of what happened in the time of Tisha B'Av and Gush Katif. How many years was that already? Gush Katif, I don't know. How many years is that? 14 years ago. It's already 14 years. And there are still Jews who are totally broken from that and whose children the whole life, miyir palach, mamish. Ki gol kayom shivrech, their lives were ruined and destroyed. For what? So what's the Eis Ratzon? So when I was thinking about this Torah from the Lev Avraham, Kaidim, of course, the Nechama, the Ischaskes, really, which begins after Chatzayit, because there are two dinim in Tisha B'Av. The first part of the day is really a din in Avelas. And the second part of the day is really a din and a tanis tzibur. There's an extra layer of tanis tzibur that's Tisha B'Av, that's the dinim of Avelus, the first half. And the nihugim of Avelus, not only of Avelus, is Kamisha Mesa Mutlafon of Mam. And Oine, Aninus, Avelus. The Machatzois, we shift over to the inyan of a tanis tzibur. We lay in the Shoshabim outside. We were able to sit on a chair. But now we're holding by Avelus. A Kamisha Mesa Mutalafon. And the Baruch Shalom wants us to read these kinas. And to see, to picture in our minds, the Aruge Malchus, the Arze Halavon. To picture in our minds, the Crusaders Yamach Shemam coming in, into Ramayza, into Shapira, into the Kehilas, and coming and butchering and murdering and raping and pillaging. And to picture in our minds the Germans coming into our parents' and grandparents' towns and villages, and looking into holes in the ground, looking in bunkers and places and forests to try to find if there's one Jew hiding in this forest someplace. And to take that Jew and to shecht him in front of his children. And the Baruch Shalom wants us to be on that death march and to feel what it was like. By the afternoon, he wants us to be strong and to feel the nechama that Hashem is goyzu and makai. And we're going to get up from Tisha B'Av, and we're going to go to Nachamu. And we're strong. When you hear the words of the family, even my wife showed me what the father of that boy was saying, an hour after the kid was found, after they found this boy dead. The way the father, every single word, these are deworm, of Emun, of Ischaskas. I don't know how father do such a thing. You remember there was years ago, there was a terrorist Amaisa, where the father, I forgot his name now, who that was. I shouldn't, but I forgot his name, where his wife and all of his children were killed. He remarried some years later. His wife and all of his children were killed. Like Brother Klosenberg is switching here, right? Ve'einen Gornish. But somehow a person doesn't forget, but a person goes to Nachamu. That's the afternoon. But in the morning, in this time of sitting Shiva, not just the later days, the end of Shiva, but Mamish, the beginning, or even Mishimesa Mutlafan. I believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to feel like the Rebbe Yisrael said to the Abderav said to the Rebbe Abzusha, that that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about this word from the Lev Avram. I'm worried the Jews can tolerate the pain because the Emes is Rebbeinu Shlom, it's becoming intolerable. We're not as strong as we used to be. We're not as strong as Lev Avram. I watch my father and my mother's uncles inside, they should be healthy and well. I'm nowhere as strong as they are. Moshe, you remember your father? You're as strong as your father, Ibn al-Khaim al-Khaim. Right, he couldn't die such a person. If you remember yourself, couldn't die. How did he die such a person? The Malachim always comes, and you can be sure he was hitting and patching and kicking and screaming and yelling. Not like people like us, we were a bunch of nevels. We're not strong anymore. You have to say, Baruch Shalom is ready at the end. The Rebbe of Zushi said that from the Zohar Kodesh, that as long as Jews can be soevel, so then the Golus goes on. You know, there's a word from Reb Simcha Vasim in Zechet Tzadik of Kodesh Levar. You know Reb Simcha, I was able to see him many times. You know who his father was, Reb Simcha's father? His father was Reb Elchanan, Zechet Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Racha. Reb Elchanan was in America, and the Melchama was Otot, he saw the clouds. It was starting, and Rabbi Chanan ran back to Europe. And they were begging him to stay here. And he said, Losei. Rabbi Chanan, as you know, was killed on Kiddush Hashem by Kovna. He was killed on Kiddush Hashem, and the way that he killed, he was killed. He was saying a shir in the halachas, halomdits, and Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Chanan. To be masking such a thing, Rabbi Chanan. Strong. So Bukhanan had a son who survived, Reb Simcha. Reb Simcha was here, then he was in Los Angeles, then he went to Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Simcha was very different from his father. His father was, they said only on Purim, Bekoshi, they saw a smile on Purim. And I'd say after hours of drinking and people being, making Barchanis, they would see a little bit from, I heard this from somebody who saw, who learned by Rabbi Chanan, that a little bit on Purim, they saw his mouth a little bit. Rab Simcha was like his name. It was always B'Simcha. Beryl Septimus is here, Beryl. Beryl, you remember Rab Simcha? He was your rabbi, no? I'm saying the truth, he was a Jew that was B'Simcha. So I saw a word from Reb Simcha. The Reb Simcha is the Kasha. It says the Novi Zechariah. V'hoye mispei, v'bayoy mahu yigdal ha-mispei v'yushalayim. That when Mashiach comes on that day, there's going to be a tremendous hesped in Yushalayim. The Novi Zechariah says that there are going to be aspedim, mishpachas mishpachas. All the families of Jews on the day when Mashiach comes, they're going to be aspedim. Mishpachas mishpachas. Reb Simcha asked, that's what's going to be when Mashiach comes? We said last night the posim, Nicham Hashem kol chavasav, ha'isim et barak ha'idin, sasun v'simcha yimatzeh, we're going to say now, we'll say, sasun v'simcha yimatzeh, ta'idah v'kolzeh, everybody's going to be happy finally when Mashiach comes. So what's the soft, what's the big hesbeit? So listen to what Reb Simcha Wasserman said. Simcha said, I often wonder, how is it possible for us, the Sheiros HaPleita, for the Jews who survived? How is it possible that we didn't lose our minds? How is it possible that we didn't become mamish, crazy? Some people never did. But how is it possible that the Sheiros HaPleita did not become insane from what they saw? How is it possible, he said, that we didn't lose our minds? And not only that we didn't lose our minds, but we started building again. We married, we started building yeshivas, shuls, communities. You know, if there's anybody now, they would never be able to get off the therapist's couch. They would just move in and put up a flag. Ani ha-gever. And how is it possible, Reb Simcha, that we didn't lose our minds? So listen to what he said. It's a muridika thing he said. Says the Novi Yecheskel revealed from Hashem what's going to be at the end of time. V'nasata lechem leiv chadosh, I'm going to give you a new heart. V'ruach chadosh eitein mekibachem, and I'm going to implant, infuse within you a new spirit, a new ruach. V'asirois yes leiv ha'evin mibzarachem, I'm going to remove the lev ha'evin, the heart of stone, from your flesh. V'nasati lochem lev basar, and I'm going to give you a heart, a new heart, a fleishiger heart, a heart of flesh, a lev basar. So Simcha said, the way that we survived not only the Holocaust, but all of Galus, was that somehow through all of those years of Galus, the Jewish people had a lev even. We had a heart of stone in Hashem's Goyiz and Mekayim, but a Jew had a heart of stone, and he was able to somehow live through those shechitas, those crazy things, and was able with his stone heart to somehow manage to get up and to survive and to continue and to start again. But at the end of time, so that's how Reb Simcha said, that's how we survived. That's the word that Reb Simcha said. And that's why when Mashiach will come, there's going to be a big misbeit in Yerushalayim. Reb Simcha said, why? Because then all of a sudden, once we have a fleishiger hearts, then we're going to look back and all of a sudden, all the pain of thousands of years that we didn't allow ourselves to feel because Hashem was Goyiz and Mekayim, when we had stone hearts that were strong, but now, when Mashiach comes, we're going to have fleishiger hearts, we're going to have flesh hearts of flesh, leiv basar, and the leiv basar is going to feel the pain of thousands of years of galus and all of the suffering. And that's going to be the mispay, the hespid, the soft of earth, mishpachis, mishpachis. So since we're now living, that's what Reb Simcha said. So since we're now living, mamish, erev, 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 mamish, right before Mashiach comes, that we're holding by the last Tisha B'Av. Our generation already has more of a lev basar than a lev ever. And that's why it was so weak. That's why we melt so easily. That's why it's so hard for us to bear any difficulties. Because you and I are already hearing the hesped, that hesped of Mashiach. We're already hearing the feeling, that pain of even small, less things than that, that we can't bear anymore. So our avodah right now, in the Seder of Kinas, is to do the avodah of one of the great tzaddikim. This was something that was told over from the Holy Baba verse, Chus Yerleinu, that there was a big chasna from one of the rabbis, not going, I told you the mice a few years ago, might have even been Tisha B'Av, I don't remember. But Marcha Dov Horn's type was Chus Yerleinu. There was a big chasna, and there were so many rabbis at that chasna, and there were thousands of Jews that came to the chasana. And there was by the Kabbalah's Ponim, was by the Tish of this chasana. I don't remember whose Enikel, but there was big rebbes there. All the rebbes of Poland were at the chasana. And there were thousands of Jews, and they all were crowding. Thousands of people came, and each Jew, they were trying to get brachas from these rebbes. All the big rebbes of Poland were there. So what they had to do is by the table, each of the tzaddikim stood up, and there were lines, and where they were, these Jews, they lined up, and they went to each one was in a line going to that tzaddik, connected where they were standing in the multitudes of the oceans of people. Because there were so many people, so they had to divide up, and wherever you were, that was the line you were on to go to that rebbe. And one of the tzaddikim was the holy tzaddik of Mordechai of Horn's type, the son-in-law of the Devi Chaim Yisroel Sileinu. Ga'ayin ha-ga'ayinim kodesh ha-kadosh. And he was standing there by this tish, by the chasen tish. And there was a whole tumult and Jews were coming, and each one was coming, Rabbi, with his tzaras. And all of a sudden, you remember what happened? All of a sudden, the Rebbe Mordechai Dov Hornsteipler stopped, and he just stood up, and he tore open his coat, and he ripped open his shirt, and he tore over his talus cotton, his shirt, and he bared his chest, and everybody stood back, and the whole place was quiet, and he said to Baruch Shalom, I can't go on anymore with this. He said, look inside my heart. I can't take it anymore, the suffering of Jews. Because even if a Jew can take his own suffering, who can bear so much suffering? Gamz l'tayva, you can take it on yourself, Lubav Shem used to say, but on somebody else's suffering, you can't say Gamz l'tayva. And the Rebbe, the hardest type, will say, I can't take it anymore. So that tzaddik can't be moisi us with that. There's no shamea ka'ayna by that. It's a mitzvah shebuguf. And that's the mitzvah in the Eis Rotzon of kings. But on some level, each one of us should be able to bear our hearts and to say, Ribbono Shel'olam, even if I'm soivel whatever I'm going through in my own personal life, but there's so many Jews I know who are not able to take it anymore. And you're losing your olam. And if they're not physically dying, they're dying in many other ways. So we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoy mi Yisrael, Shmur Sheiris Yisrael, Ba'al Yoivad Yisrael, Ha'oim Shema Yisrael. We should be zeichah for that time as Hashem. That after we hear the big hesped, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, that after we hear that big hesped, then finally, those fleshiger hearts and those fleshiger hearts are going to be able to feel in the most unbelievable, immeasurable way the joy of Kinicham Hashem Esiyayin, Nicham Kol Chavisah, V'hoysim Edbar Ka'eden, V'avosu Kegan Hashem, with the Simcha of the Gula Hashem Amites, V'mehev Yomenu Amen V'Amen. I want to just tell the Olam that during Kinis, each person should say what he says in his own way, her own way to say Kinis. And there are different Kinis along the way that we're going to skip. It was the hira of many tzaddikim that it's hard. There's another sign of our weakness. It's hard for us to say so much and to continue on for so long. So we're going to skip the Kinis not because they're not important, just because we're going to hear from Rav Lev. So I'll try to keep it at a certain pace, each person, just to keep your own pace, whatever it works for you.